Parshas Kisiso discusses the Ma'aseh of the Eagle, the Chet Eagle. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, before he went down, before he saw what happened, he told him exactly what happened. He says, Lech reit yishichei samcha asher eleitz meretz yitzroim sor omam ha'derech asher tivisim oselem Eagle Masicho. Mishtach v'loi v'izbuch v'lavi m'reile l'hech yitzah asher aluch meretz yitzroim. So, HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu davens, and then he goes down, Vayifan Vir Moshe Min Ahar, Shni Luchas Eidus Biyodai, Vayishma Yeshua's Kolom Bireyoi. Yeshua heard the nation, Bireyoi means when they were blowing shofars. Vayomer El Moshe Kol Milchama V'Machane. He says, why are they blowing shofars? It must be this Machama. Vayomer, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yeshua, Ein Kol Anois Gevuro. Anois Rashi says it's Lashon of Anias, it's a response. Ein Kol Anois Gevuro, Vein Kol Anois Chalusha. It's not somebody that is screaming because they're winning. That's somebody that's screaming because they're losing. So it has nothing to do with the Mochama L'Chara. Kol Anois Anachi Shemea. It's just a call of answering. It doesn't say exactly what type of Kol Anois. Says the Ramban, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu tell Yeshua exactly what was going on? Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly what was going on. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. Even without seeing him, both Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see it. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew what was going on. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him what happened. Says the Ramban, that Moshe Rabbeinu Ban Visanusoi, he says, if it's here, Kol Anois Bnei Moshe Ban Visanusoi Hagadolo Lo Higir Ha'inin Yeshua Ki Lo Rotzeh Lesafer Begnusin Shei Yisrael Aval Omar Lo Ki Kol Tzchoiku. He didn't want to be Mesafer Begnusin Shei Yisrael. He knew exactly what it was, but he didn't feel that there was a telos to tell him. Yeah, in a Hanami, Yeshua is going to see it in a minute. They're on the way down. They're about to see what's going to happen. I don't have to miss out for Gnus and Shay Yisrael. I think that is a midah which is all the Gedolim, and anybody should be Nizr, but certainly all the Gedolim were very Nizr, very Makbidon, never to be miss out for Gnus and Shay Yisrael. It's actually an interesting pshat I think I heard many years ago. I think I heard it B'Shem Nagoin. In the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh, it says that David and Yonasan were trying to make up between them exactly where Shaul stood with regard to David's life. Was Shaul still out to get David or not? So they made up a whole plan of how to tell Yonasan was going to be by the meal together with Shaul on Rish Chodesh. And he made up a whole plan to tell David HaMelech exactly what Shaul holds about him. He says, I'm going to go out the next day, I'm going to shoot an arrow. I'm going to be there with my sidekick, with my mashbak. And I'm going to shoot the arrow. And if you're supposed to run away, then I'm going to tell him that the arrow is, when he goes running after the arrow, I'm going to say, no, the arrow is past you. And if you're okay, you can stay. I'm going to say, oh, the arrow is closer to me. The Shaul says, why didn't he just, afterwards it says, he shot the arrow. And then his mashbak went running after the arrow, and he says, no, the arrow's further. So he basically told David HaMelech, who was hiding out in the field, he told David HaMelech that you got to run for your life. So the Pashto Pshat is that you understand the reason is because he didn't want to talk to him. He didn't want to be found together with David HaMelech. But certainly that's not the Pshat, because it says right afterwards, the next Sukkim, that he told the Nar, go back to the town. And he went out and he met with David HaMelech, and he hugged him, and he told him, Lech L'Shalem, and he told him, go. So why didn't he just tell him? Why do you have to make this whole plan? Just tell him. Tell him straight out that Shaul's out to get you. So he heard, I think Kimdumani was B'Shem Nagoyin, that the Goyin said, because he also didn't want to be Moitzi Mipiv. He didn't want to be Moitzi Mipiv, Bignusoi, even though it was Mamash Beguach Nefesh for David HaMelech. David HaMelech had to know. We didn't want to say it. So he made a whole remez that they should be able to understand without saying it. Kol Tzchoik, it's a Kol Tzchoik. What is it exactly? You'll understand in a minute, but I don't have to say it. I don't have to say it, even though you're going to know in a minute. I don't have to say it. And that's when we find this by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be Mesafer Gnus and Shei Yisrael. It says by Achon that after Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they fought against Ai and they lost. They lost to Mochama. And that was after they just had tremendous Nisim with Yericho, and they fight against this tiny little town, Ai, and they lost. 36 people were killed, and one person who was Shokoka, 36 people, was killed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chotu Yisrael, V'gam gonvu, v'gam kochoshu, v'gam samu v'kelem, v'gam kochoshu. Klaisol, they took from Yerichoi, from even though there was a chirim not to take anything from Yerichoi, Klaisol took. Agav, you see from that Maisa exactly how did the cipher Maisa, which is said over in Tanakh. Right, here it says about Klaisol by the Maisa Eagle. It says Klaisol was over the Maisa, was over the Eagle. It sounds like millions of people. What really went on? We know it wasn't nearly that many. The Pashto was the Erevav, and it wasn't most of Klaisol v'chulu. But it says by Achon, it says Kochoshu Yisrael v'gam gonvu v'gam samu v'sakeim. It says that Klal Yisrael, not Mishkilo, as if the entire Klal Yisrael did something wrong by Yerichai. And what was it, Lamaisa? One person. It was one person, one single person. Achon took from the Chirim, even though he wasn't supposed to. And nevertheless, the Torah refers to it with the Chomer as Kilo Klal Yisrael did it. So Yeshua asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who took? We'll take care of him. Who took? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you thinking? I say, Lashon Hara. I'm thinking to tell you who did it. He says, do a girl. And they did a girl. And sure enough, the girl came out on Achon. What's the girl? The girl's also from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But not to say it. Not loy the Safa Begnusa Shei Yisrael. Not to be the Safa Begnusa Shei Yisrael, even if at the end of the day it's going to come out. But there's extra Zahirus not to be the Safa Begnusa Shei Yisrael. I saw an interesting pshat right before Purim from the Goyim. That he says in spiritual Megillah. On Matoisa Vesta Vitadab of Neamelech, Vatipov Neragla, Vatif Vataskan and Loy, Loveros, Homanagogi. So the Goyim says like this Matoisa Vesta, who psugi the Zimra, Vatadaber, who Kriyashma, Vatipol, who Nefilas Apayim, Vatif, who Atvilo, Kisham Tarach Kavanas Alev, Ikar Kavan, who Bedema. Vatif is referring to Shemin Esrei. Vatischanin loy, what's that referring to? Vatachnunin shal achar atvilo, sheshomu kol habakashis leyochid. Veikar atvilois, hu nitzor lesheni meira, shehu haikar. Ki dalet rashi averis hein. There's three ikar averis. Vehein rashi averis, groups. Vehein avedazor gilarash vichazdamim, veloshen hara yosem ikulam. Lechein niskinu betchilo, nitzor lesheni meira. ואחר כך בסיים וכך המחשבתם וכו' וזה שכסף ורואה את המנה של לשן הורם אז מחשבתי וכו' But it's amazing that he says that that's what it's interesting אלכי נצר לשני מירו that's what we start all the תחנונים the בקושס what's up is that we start אלכי נצר לשני מירו there's so many things we can ask for so in the Sfar they talk do ask for more other things as well Kass and other things but out of all the things לשן אשכן and נצר אשכן is not that way and we only say what's up is that so he says that the עיקר תחנונים of the תפילו is in Elikai Nitzor, and the Iker is Arba Rashi Averis, and the Iker Mikulam is Lashon Hara. It's better than that's what Chazal say. Lashon Hara can I give Kulam, can I give Lachamuris? Lahagiki. An extra Zahiris is needed with regard to Lashon Hara, with regard to Gnus and Shai Yisrael. Now, often a person gets caught up, he gets into an argument, gets into a fight, he says things that he shouldn't say. Now, even if his kavanah is l'shem shamayim, the Pesul Salanter says al derech drush, or he says that kol machlokes shi l'shem shamayim sefer l'iskayim, kol machlokes shein l'shem shamayim ein sefer l'iskayim. Ezi machlokes shein l'shem shamayim ze machlokes hilul l'shamay. Ezi machlokes shein l'shem shamayim ze kerech achol adosei. So he says, what does it mean? Ezi machlokes shein l'shem shamayim sefer kol machlokes shein l'shem shamayim sefer l'iskayim. So when a person is fighting l'shem shamayim. Then it's safe for this guy. His machlek is going to be miskayim. He's never going to give in. Then he's never going to make up because he holds he's doing the Shem Shemayim. I can never give in. Because somebody that's not the Shem Shemayim, machlek is not the Shem Shemayim, so it ain't safe for this guy. Two guys are fighting over a parking spot. Two guys are fighting over whatever it is, the place in line. Two guys are fighting over whatever they're fighting over. At the end of the day, they'll settle it up together and that's it. They'll settle their dispute and they won't have their machlekis anymore. When a guy's fighting the Shem Shemayim, then the Shem Shemayim goes, a person takes it to the bloody end. And that's the danger of the Shem Shemayim. But a person is the Shem Shemayim, he thinks that he's able to, you know, say things that he shouldn't say. But we see that it's not so simple. Shem Shemayim has to be the Shem Shemayim the entire way through. That was the difference between Tamar and Eshes Potiphar. Chazal say, Rashi brings it down. Lo minitzko parshas Tamar, the Eshes Potiphar for parshas Tamar. Shneim shneim the Shem Shemayim niskavnu. Both of them wanted to marry one of the Shvatim, that they should be mother Klal Yisrael. What was the difference between them? The difference between them is what happened at the end of the day when they reached a closed door, when they reached a stumbling block. What happened then? So Tamar, when she realized that it was either embarrassing somebody publicly or giving up her life. She's willing to give up her life. She did what she's supposed to do. And Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want. And Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want her to embarrass somebody publicly. She realized that this is where Ad Kan, the Lashem Shemayim. Immediately she's willing to stop, step aside. Asia's Poitifar, she's going to force Yosef Atalik to marry her. Whether he likes it or not, whether Kadosh Baruch Hu likes it or not. Right? This is what we're going to do. She reached a brick wall, and now she's not able to do. Yosef has no interest whatsoever. Nevertheless, she's going to force him, and then she's even willing to kill him. She tells her husband, "Bet," and that's what should have happened. As soon as she told her husband that Hivilonu Eved Ivli Tzachik Banu Tzachik Bi, says that should have been the end of his life. He was an Eved. Avodim in those days were like even cats. They would just get rid of them without even thinking twice. Baruch Hashem, his life was saved, and he ended up in the dungeon only for 12 years instead. But that was where that's what Eishes Bo'i Tifar did. So a person always has to reconsider, recalculate, is he still Hashem Shemayim? And certainly it doesn't allow him to speak Begnusan Shal Yisrael. Not Begnusan, certainly not Begnusan of an entire Eidah, an entire sect of Klal Yisrael. A person thinks, he can say, you know, these people, they do like that. You want to go now and ask Mechila from, you know, 40,000 people or 400,000 people? A person has to be extra careful with regard to that. Not speaking Gnusan. But even when he's speaking about one person, it doesn't allow him, even if he's a Machlech Hashem Shemayim, it doesn't allow him to cross red lines. Reb Daniel Movshevitz from Kelm, he would say that Machlech Hashem Shemayim is the first 5 minutes. The first 5 minutes, that's Machlech Hashem Shemayim. After you said your piece, and they said their piece, then what? Now what? Say it again. Say it again. Say it harder. Say it stronger. Say it louder. Say it. You should understand even better. Everybody said their thing. That's it. That's the... So, Yishmak Epshat from Yaakov Glinsky, Shem of Yaakov Glinsky, actually I didn't see it in the Sefer, so I brought that from Yaakov Glinsky. He says in this expression, he says by the ego, that was the first time that Klal Yisrael went in mass, in other words, with numerous people, not just one person, but numerous people, even if it was really Rav the Erev Rav, but it was 3,000 people at the end of the day were killed. There was a number of people that they went with a new ideology. They went away from Klal Yisrael, they went off to Derech. So how does it start? So it starts with Vayara Om Kiboy Shishmoy Shalaredes Vayisparku Vayashkimu Baboyker Vayalu Oilais Vayagishu Shlamim Vayeshevam Lechol Vashasu Vayakum Litzachik. So this is exactly how it all starts off. But anytime somebody has something, he has an idea. His ideology, he has some great idea of what he's going to do to make things better. Vayalu oilis. What's an oila? Kula l'shem shamayim. Kula l'shem. That's what an oila is. Kula l'shem. It all starts off with very good intentions. As the Rishonim already say. The Rishonim say that it wasn't Prasta of Edizara, that they thought that this is what... They forgot from a few days ago that it was a Kaddish Prophet that took them out. They thought that this the Zohar that they just made 50 minutes ago, so took the matter of Mitzrayim 2 months ago. What went on over here? No, Zichra, they were looking, they had a Kavanah, they wanted somebody that they thought Moshe's not coming back, they needed an intermediary, they needed somebody else. Zichra, Vayalu Oilus was with Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim. Vayagishu Shlomim, what was the next Shlav? It went down to Shlomim. What Shlomim? Chetzi L'Hashem, Chetzi L'Chem. You also have a Chelik in it. All of a sudden, it's not just 100% L'Shem Shemayim. Then it turns into Vayeshevam Lechol, Vishasu. Then, no, forget the Karbonis. We're just sitting and eating and drinking. It turns totally lachem. Vayikum l'tzachik. That's where it ends off. Vayikum l'tzachik. It's all a tzchoik. It goes down from the person. Always has to be careful that the l'shem shemayim continues all the way through, and it doesn't turn to l'shem himself. Vayuras atzmom. That's how it starts off. Meila, a person has to be extra careful when it comes to he gets into a machlokes or he gets there's something going on. There's a heated. Whether it's neighbors, or whether it's at work, or whether it's family members, v'chulu, a person always has to be careful. If it's not for Tayelis, and it's not something that he has to say, to some speak Begnusa Shei Yisrael is very dangerous, and it's something that all the Gedolim stayed from. If I would just be Matziah, maybe. It's also this expression, Shabbos, Shemur B'nei Yisrael, Shabbos, Asa Shabbos, Adaris, and Bris Eilom. Bris, there's a Bris, Elyon is the bris tachtoin. The bris elyon is the bris of the bris of the mouth. And a person should be careful with what he says. Shemaratim es Shabbos. Sheishes yom yetsam melachom yom shvi Shabbos Shabbosayin. Shomer b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. Beni b'nei Yisrael Oisi li'olom. That maybe mechol apachas. If there's one place that a person should start with this, is never at his Shabbos table should he speak Gnus Shem Yisrael. Never to take anybody apart at a Shabbos table and never to speak Gnus Shem Yisrael. Besides the fact that this is the time that you're usually the family is together. It's a time that Lav Dafka and any other, especially depending on what's going on the rest of the week, that everybody should be able to be together, and that's the Suda, and that's the time to give over. You say this in Hashkaf, you say this in Emuni, you say this in Midas Teves. Never to discuss anybody else. The Ra, the Gnuson, Maisim of Tzadikim is amazing, but certainly never to put anybody on the operating table, on your dining room table. And the Shabbos table should be Oisi, Meini, Meini, Yisrael, Oisi, Li'olam, and never to speak, but Gnuson, Shei Yisrael.